So one day, a Pharisee, one of the elite religious leaders during the time of Jesus, throws a huge dinner party. Now, this particular one is a leader of leaders. He's one of the head Pharisees, so he's quite important. And he's invited all of his Pharisee friends to come on over and party with him to enjoy this great dinner. Of course, since he's a big wig, everyone wants to be there. Everyone wants to be seen. Everyone wants to rub elbows and wants to make connections and to network with all of these guys. It's like a Pharisee convention and popularity contest all wrapped up in a fancy dinner party. And a lot of important people show up. But even Jesus was invited. In fact, many of the Pharisees actually liked Jesus. That is, when they weren't too busy jockeying for power and influence. But when Jesus arrives at this party, all the Pharisees are watching him. And he's watching them. And as the eyes are on him, he's watching them, watch him, watch them. It's almost kind of comical. But then there's this man at the party who's been suffering with this affliction. And he comes up to Jesus, and Jesus asks them, "It's the Sabbath. Is it okay if I heal this man on the Sabbath?" Never mind that the Pharisees were hosting this party on the Saturday and they had their servants already working. Jesus was asking them, putting them on the spot, "Is it okay to heal this man on the Sabbath?" But none of them answer. They don't want to say yes, but they're afraid to say no because Jesus has already schooled them at least once about setting people free from their pain and affliction on the Sabbath day. So it gets silent, awkwardly silent. But then the table is prepared and the tension breaks as it's time to eat. And as everyone takes their place, it's almost like musical chairs. The Pharisees are all trying to get the better place. They're all trying to scramble for the best seats and seat closest to the host, the seats that are higher up the table, the seats with all the leaders. Everyone wants to be seen and feel important. And Jesus notices this. But it's understandable because how many of us like to feel important? Or better yet, how many of us like to feel like we have friends who are important, that we have somebody to go to when we need something done? Well, Jesus takes this as an opportunity to share with them how to be a gracious guest. He tries to help spare them from some embarrassment while at the same time encouraging them to show some humility. This way, when they get recognized and honored, it's a bigger deal for them. After all, it's better to be lifted up and honored than to be brought lower and humiliated, right? But then Jesus continues on, not just about how to be a better guest, but also how to be a better host. I mean, it's easy to invite all your friends and all the people who you like and all the people who like you, especially the people who you know are going to throw you a party too. Oh, that's easy to be a host to them. I mean, if I'm going to have a party and you're going to have a party and she's going to have a party and he's going to have a party, I mean, we're all going to have a party and we're all going to have a good time and we're all going to feel like we're important and we're all going to feel like we're blessed. After all, if we're throwing this party, then I'm blessed and you're blessed and she's blessed and he's blessed. We're all blessed. It's better than Oprah. I mean, but for them, it's a win-win-win, right? Jesus said, if you want a real blessing, sure, have a party. Parties are great. Parties are fun. But don't just invite your friends. Instead, invite the people who can't afford to throw you a party. Invite the people who can't even afford to throw a party. Invite the people who never get invitations to the party. Invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind. And of course, once again, thanks to Jesus, the Pharisees realize they're caught red-handed right in the middle of what they're doing. They're doing what he's saying not to do. And it gets silent. Awkwardly silent. Of course, then one of the guests who probably relates with my sense of humor tries to break that awkward silence and says, "Hey, Jesus, happy are all those who feast in God's kingdom." Or in other words, "How blessed are we when we get to party in heaven?" Yeah! That's when Jesus gets to the heart of the matter. Because in our scripture today, Jesus tells a parable about a gracious host having a huge party. When Matthew 21, when he tells the story, Jesus opens it up with, "The kingdom of heaven is like a man throwing a party." Well, he uses the term a wedding banquet, but I'm calling that a party. And when we heard the scriptures, which we just heard, the gracious host has this huge meal prepared, and he's invited a lot of people. Yet for various reasons, seemingly important reasons, yet really ridiculous reasons, some of his invited guests don't show up. And the host is insulted. He's offended. I mean, he had prepared a place not just for his friends, but for their whole family, their extended family, and all of their friends. He made room for friends of friends. But now, because his friends have made some lousy excuses, none of them are going to make the dinner. So he turns to his faithful servant, and he tells him to go out and to invite everyone they can. And he starts by inviting the poor and the crippled and the lame and the blind. Yet there's still room. So he means it when he tells a servant to go and invite everyone in. He doesn't care where they find them, on the highways and the byways, in the streets and on the ditches. Invite them all in. And they all come in, and there's still room. I mean, this is a massive party. So the host sends his servants out again to find everyone they can, invite them all in. It doesn't matter who they are. If they're willing to come, bring them in and fill this house. And when it's all said and done, the only people who don't show up are those who refused to show up. The only people that were uninvited were the people who rejected the invitation. Thank God that's only a few people with shallow excuses. But Jesus is telling us this is what the kingdom of heaven is like. This is what God is like, that God is this great host who is inviting any and everyone to his banquet, to his party, into his house, and to his table. Because here's the truth. God is a God of hospitality, and we are invited. We are invited into God's presence. We are invited inside God's house. We are invited to God's table. We are invited to be family and dine with Jesus at the table of God. We're all invited. I'm invited, and you're invited, and you're invited, and you're invited, and you're invited, and even you all are invited. Throughout scriptures, such as our passage in Luke 14 and Matthew 21 and Revelation 19, and then the stories of the Last Supper, we get descriptions of great feasts that point to God inviting people in to welcome, to share, and to celebrate with each other. That's an image of heaven. That's an image of the return of Christ when we all get to gather together and feast at Christ's heavenly banquet. You know, when we celebrate communion here in a few moments, I want you to know this represents that moment, that great banquet in heaven. And here's the thing. This isn't my table. This isn't the table of First United Methodist Church in Mountain Home. This isn't even the table of the United Methodist Church. This is God's table. you are invited. You don't have to be a member of this church. You don't even have to be Methodist. Even if you're not sure if you believe in God, you're still invited. Because I believe that the presence of Christ and the Spirit of God is right here with us. And then when we receive the bread and the juice that we fancily call unfermented wine, when we receive that, that we are receiving the body and the blood of Christ, that when we receive them, that we experience Christ, that after we receive these, that those of us who know, we know. We know what it means to say you are what you eat. We know what it means to be one with Christ and one with each other. That we know what it means to be the hands and the feet of Christ after we have celebrated together at the table of Christ. We know what it means to make life better and you better at life through Jesus Christ. And if you don't know, then here's what I mean. That as we receive Christ into our life changes. And we're no longer concerned with trying to get to the head of the table or who can get the best seat. Instead, we're more concerned about who else can we bring to the table. And if God is a God of hospitality, then we become people of hospitality. In other words, we go out and we invite. We go out and we bring in. It doesn't matter who they are or where they are or what they've been through or what they're going through. They're invited. They're invited to experience Jesus with us. They're invited to experience Jesus, period. They're invited to experience the love and the grace of God. And they're invited just like we've been invited. So we're going to be the gracious hosts on earth, just as God is in heaven. And we're not going to stop until we've invited and filled the house up. Amen?